Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week on the Daily Spotlight, we have been honoring the veterans who have so courageously served our nation. And once again, I welcome Chet Bennett to the program, who served in Marine Corps. Chet, tell us a little bit about your time you spent in Fallujah and then the brain trauma that you experienced while serving our nation.
In Fallujah in November of 2004 was the major offensive to ultimately rid that city and that region of the insurgency and the terrorism that was going on there. And they did not want to be removed, of course. And so over the course of several weeks, by going block by block, house by house, we obviously encountered a lot of resistance. And that came in the form of direct fire, of course, with bullets, but they also preferred some indirect fire of IEDs and mortars and rockets. And that's ultimately how I got injured, was with a mortar. Now, luckily, miraculously, I didn't take a piece of shrapnel. I didn't take a single piece of shrapnel. I didn't lose a body part. I didn't have a wound, a hole inside of me. Mine was all internally. And I got knocked out three times in a 12-hour period, which ultimately ended up causing a closed head brain injury that sometimes may be worse than having had a hole or having had a scrape, because it's something that does continue on forever. And it affects a lot of different aspects of life. Again, I'm blessed that that was the only thing, I suppose, that ended up happening to me.
We could have a family member or actually a veteran listening to our conversation. What would you say to them if they have sustained a trauma while serving in the military?
Yeah, whether that trauma is visible or invisible, be relentless with them. Continue to ask if they're okay. Continue to support them. Veterans, I'd tell you, the battle's not over. Keep fighting the fight and don't go into this battle alone. You have friends, you have family. You have community, and you do have the VA that is there to help you transition through this and try and work on those wounds.
Thank you, Chet, once again for your service to our nation. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to come alongside a veteran for those of us in the faith community.